This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is the final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. More phone calls coming up. Also, we'll talk to the playmaker, Michael Irvin. He'll stop by. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities. We'll talk about Jason Kelce's fame as he is now retiring from the NFL, headed to the Hall of Fame. And we'll also play the "What is that guy actually saying" game. That'll be coming up as well. No coaching developments today. You've had Belichick interviewing with the Atlanta Falcons, Jim Harbaugh, the Chargers, and the Falcons. No word on the Cowboys or the Eagles, and those are the two teams that could have coaching vacancies by the end of the week. Nick Sirianni, the Eagles head coach, is meeting with ownership today. Not sure if it's this morning or this afternoon. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Our poll question for the final hour of this program today is what, Seton?
Dan, we got up there right now. Should Michigan give Jim Harbaugh guaranteed immunity with a contract extension?
Okay.
Right now, 62% of the audience say no.
I would give it to him if I want to keep him. If that's part of the sticking points here, yeah, I'd give it to him. Now, you can fire him for performance, but you wouldn't be able to fire him because of anything NCAA related. If they have sanctions, he gets suspended again. Bill Self has similar language written into his contract at Kansas. But yeah, if you're all in on Harbaugh, then be all in on Harbaugh. So yeah, I'd give it to him. But I'm just curious if he's this detail oriented with Michigan, what is he asking for from the Chargers or the Falcons? Because that would interest me as well. Because if you're going to go back into the NFL, you want to make sure that you get everything that you're asking for. And Jim Harbaugh has that leverage right now. Mike Vrabel doesn't have that leverage. Belichick will have that in certain places probably. But Harbaugh going in, I would ask for everything that I want. And it's not just coaching staff. It's not just salary. There's a lot of other things that Harbaugh is reportedly asking for from these teams. And, the question is, do the Chargers acquiesce? Do they give him everything he wants? Arthur Blank is swinging for the fences. You bring in Belichick, you bring in Harbaugh, you give them whatever. It's total autonomy. If you're Carolina, you have to give that. Because you're not going to get a great coach, a marquee coach. If I'm Jim Harbaugh, Bill Belichick, I would not be entertaining Carolina. Unless Carolina said $20 million and you can be the GM, you run everything. And I'm going to be patient and I'm not going to get involved, and we're going to look at this as a five-year window. I'm going to give you 5 years, $100 million, come in and run my organization. What if Washington said that? Because those are teams where you're going in, you don't have your quarterback, and you got a little bit of work to do. Well, Harbaugh wants to come in. He wants to be successful right away, obviously. Bill Belichick needs to be successful right away. Washington does have that second pick in the draft, so that's enticing. But no news right now, but I would think by the end of the week we'll probably have a little bit of movement there. All right, here's something for you. This is from Matt DeSorbo, fantasyfootballers.com. Patrick Mahomes has 12 playoff wins. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, he'll pass Peyton Manning, Steve Young, Brett Favre, John Elway, and Terry Bradshaw. He'll be one win short of Joe Montana. He will still be 20 wins short of Tom Brady.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Woo! Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This quarterback has the same number of playoff wins as the Cowboys do in the last 25 years. This active quarterback has the same number of playoff wins as the Cowboys do in the last 25 years. Paulie?
This sounds especially snarky. Would I be on the right path?
Well, depends on your definition of snarky.
I'm going Baker Mayfield.
No?
Oh, man. That would have been
good. Good guess. Marvin?
Jared Goff.
Yes. Jared Goff came into the league in 2016. He has the same number of playoff wins as the Cowboys do in the last 25 years.
Amazing how that just hit Marvin. It's like a lightning bolt. Oh, Jared Goff, obviously.
Four playoff wins in the last 25 years. And Jared Goff. Bop.
Oh, yeah. Jared Goff.
This came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Lightning bolt.
Out of the ether.
Divine intervention there. Yeah. Just boom.
Yeah.
Don't look at my Google.
By the way, we were talking about the Emmys they were handed out recently. And certain shows got decorated. Succession got decorated again. The Bear got decorated again. And, you know, sometimes when you watch a show, is it how the show is shot, how it's filmed? Is that more important, like the feel of it? If you see Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, you can't help but feel you're in the room with him, in the moment, and just that frenetic pace. The movie Get Out. The way it shot, it just like the, those are things that if you watch it the first time, Get Out, Uncut Gems, you're not going to have the same reaction as you do if you watch it again. If that first time you're like, whoa, whoa, what is this? The Bear is shot at a frenetic pace. Like it's a kitchen. It's crazy. But, you know, the value of having that, or that's almost its separate character. Breaking Bad was that way, the way it shot. And I'm wondering about that. Do we give that enough credit when you're watching something and you're going, oh, man.
Is that the director doing that, or is that?
I'm guessing the creator. I don't know if it's the director. But then I don't know, you know, how that works, the hierarchy where you go, hey, this is the way we're going to shoot this.
Most of our audience in Los Angeles right now is losing their mind.
Oh, because we're acting
director
like...
Director of photography! I worked my whole damn life in this industry. Nobody even knows what I do.
He's the DP. He's the DP.
He's the DP.
Not you.
Oh.
Yes, Paul.
I remember watching the first season of The Bear.
We apologize to Hollywood. I apologize.
The jobs are all very important.
Because I'm an actor and I should know. And maybe I didn't. Creator?
When you watch that first season of The Bear, they're trying to convey the feeling of working in a kitchen, a busy kitchen, a frenetic pace, and it does. Like, if you see the reviews, like, that's what it's like. People yelling at each other, screaming at each other, and then at the end they kind of have a good day, but the tension is the star of the show, I think. The anxiety it gives you.
Is there anything else that I mean, you know, Jaws famously created this. You know, Steven Spielberg, it had that sense of anticipation constantly. You know, I'm watching The Godfather, Godfather 2, and it's so dark in that Lake Tahoe house. And you're just waiting. Something's going to happen. But how, you know, the cadence of, you know, how it's shot is always interesting. Because you're kind of leading, boom, something big happens. And I was just wondering about that when you see some of these shows, how it's shot and almost the pace of it becomes its own character. Yeah, Pauline.
The movie The Social Network is about two guys developing a social media company, but they had those scenes. Remember the scene in Social Network where the guys are rowing and they're trying to beat the other rowers? And the two Winklevoss twins, and they're losing their company, they're losing this match, and the scene is heightened with all those moves they got. It's fascinating.
Yeah,
they took kind of a stale topic and made it tense.
But you also had Trent Reznor, who did the soundtrack for that. I mean, there's so many things that go into it that, you know, if you boil it down, how simple is Social Network? It's just like two guys, and they're trying to create this, and then all of a sudden, you know, they go their separate ways, and then there's a little, you know, there's tension here, and then I'm going, okay. I mean, when I first heard the premise of Social Network, I go, I don't know about this. And then all of a sudden, you watch it, and a lot of times when you think it's about something, it's not about that. And just once again, soundtrack played a role. Yeah, Paulie.
I'll throw out the movie Whiplash. Miles Teller, yeah. He's the drumming student.
Yeah.
There's scenes in that movie where you're like, you need like a break. Remember, he gets in a car accident, he's running, the blood.
Yeah. Oh, man, brutal.
And you're like, I can't believe I'm watching this. The first time you watch Whiplash, I think it's an experience.
Yes.
Same with Get Out.
Yes. I would say Whiplash, definitely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how angry he gets. And he just,
Just like, God, man, would you just stop? Just chill out.
I know, like, jeez, come on, you know?
Kid's doing great.
Miles Teller's sweating, and then there's blood, and like, no, get out, get in there for him. And then he tries, no, get out, get out.
You know, and just the face that the actor makes.
J.K. Simmons,
his, you know, the way he sort of, like, his mouth tightens, and he sort of flares his nostrils, and you're like, oh, no. That note was wrong or whatever.
But then when Miles Teller goes rogue at that performance, where all of a sudden J.K. Simmons realizes, oh, boy. Okay. And then he starts to embrace what Miles Teller is doing. That's some good acting in there. Yes, Marv.
Do the Right Thing is another movie where it's just like the music, the shots, like the point of view, like them talking right to the camera, all that stuff just makes it even more tense.
When you're trying to create, you know, some kind of rhythm, a cadence, a feel, and it sounds easier than what it is, where you go, oh, you know, throw in some music there, but having that ability to have the music fit, the pace of it, and you know things are going to happen. But Jaws to me was the one that it was like, now I know something bad's going to happen. I don't know when, but I know something bad is going to happen. Don't go in the water. Don't go in the water. You know, sometimes you go and an audience is yelling at the screen. Yeah. That was me at Jaws. Yes, Paul.
There's a great book about the making of Jaws, and Steven Spielberg was aware that the technology, they don't have CGI back then. They didn't have CGI. They were trying to hide the sharks.
Yes, and when you see it now, you go, oh, my God.
It's kind of hokey.
Yes.
I think the first time the shark makes an appearance is when Captain Brody or Chief Brody is on the side, and the shark just pops out for a second.
Oh, no.
But that's a one-second shot.
Yeah.
It's the first time you see that.
But that I don't know what it is, but I know it's bad. And I just remember that was... So basically two notes. So John Williams has won many, many, many Academy Awards. That one's not that difficult, that soundtrack, is it? Hey, I got the soundtrack. Here it is. Wait, is that it? Yeah, that's it.
It's become such a thing that, like, if you're, especially back when you're younger, if you're at the beach with friends and you're like, hey, should we go in this water? You go, dude, oh, really? Is that kind of beach?
Go skinny dipping? Yes, Tom.
And you didn't even need to see the shark's mouth and teeth or anything. You just see a little bit of that fin coming up with that music, and that was enough to get you all crazy.
Thank you, Tom.
That was like the genius of it.
Yeah. You didn't want to show how lame that shark looked.
You know, John Carpenter even did the Halloween theme.
I don't know if I ever watched Halloween.
What are you talking about?
The original?
I think I...
Prime Jamie Lee?
I just remember watching a little bit of it.
Oh, no.
I don't do horror movies. I never...
The first one's great. The next seven are hokey. I think that's fair, right? With Halloween?
Is that how many Halloween movies there have been?
I'm going six or seven.
Well, Scream is coming up with their seventh, I think.
That's John Williams.
Oh, yeah, John Carpenter.
Those are totally different people. Yeah.
Okay. I believed you. You sound like you knew what you're talking about.
John Williams. I'm like, oh, yeah, John Carpenter. Oh, yeah. No, that's a different guy. Yeah. Never mind.
How many Academy Awards has John Williams got? Can you check on that? Patrick in Arizona. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Shout out to my man, Marvin. I was an actor for, you know, a little over 15 years out in L.A., and Marvin and I used to talk when he was back answering the phones about my experiences. When I had my SAG card 1 year, I was chosen as an Emmy voter. So I got to view everything, watch everything, put in my selections for who I thought should win the Emmys. And I got to tell you, there was so much stuff to watch. It was really just about what's popular at that time. And I'm not going to just call it just a popularity contest, but that's really what it boiled down to, because there was just so much content to watch that it's hard to get out there and watch shows that might be on the fringe, but might have been pretty good. So, you know, for stuff like Better Call Saul, if it doesn't have a huge following and there's not a lot of people talking about it, unfortunately, it's just not getting the votes. So it's kind of a rough process.
Yeah, I get it. And, yeah, it's a popularity contest. I mean, even the sports Emmys. You know, if your show has buzz, or that guy has buzz, or that woman has buzz, then, you know, you're going to get more attention. Like, I get it. Yes, Paulie.
The composer, John Williams. Who is the nomination? Who's 0 for 53?
That would be
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
John Williams is 5 for 53. 53 Academy Award nominations as a composer. He won 5. Wow, that's less than 10%.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Is that a disappointing career?
Do you think it's like he got his 5 and they said, let's give it to some other folks?
I don't know anybody else who does it. Like, I always, you know, John Williams has won 25 Grammys. You know, John Williams probably never thought he'd be the topic today on the show. He's won 25 Grammys, 5 Academy Awards, 7 British Academy Film Awards, and 4 Golden Globe Awards. He is the oldest Oscar nominee in any category at 90 years of age. He's done pretty well.
What do you think his house is like? Are they everywhere, or are they one location?
I'd say one location.
Off-site?
Well, it's like Bob Costas.
Oh. He had to buy an extra house?
A room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he put them in one wall?
Yeah,
and it's just the whole wall. And
yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then do you get to the point where you're hoping you don't win another one because you don't have any space for it? Like, I've been to somebody's house who has an Academy Award, and they had it in the bathroom. And I said, okay, all right. And, you know, who am I to argue with where you put your award? But that one almost felt like, yeah, you know. Don't need to put it out there. And then the person said, well, it gives you something to look at if you're spending time in the bathroom.
It's like it means so much to you, that award, that you're trying to show that it doesn't mean a lot to you. So you're like, I just put it in the bathroom. It's a meaningless award anyway.
Yes.
But really, it means the world to you.
Oh, of course it does.
Yeah. But you're trying to show like, no, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Hey, there's nothing better than when you get up there and you're grabbing that Emmy. You're holding her, and you're going, yeah, it feels pretty good.
I don't know.
I know.
But I'd rather just walk out early, pissed,
yeah,
again, another year.
That's usually what we do. And the category for best daily studio show, and the winner is...
SportsCenter. Right?
I'm waiting for them to go, it's not the Dan Patrick Show. And then we walk out, and we go to the bar.
See you later.
Yeah. Loser. All right. Do we get a sympathetic Emmy my last year? Do we win that year after when I retire? Do you think that we garner sympathy?
I think we're more likely to get that one this round because you announced it last year. And maybe they didn't read all the stories. They think you're leaving sooner than later.
Oh, okay. Yes, Tom.
Like a lifetime lack of achievement award?
Is that something?
2027.
We should all get those.
2027.
All right. If that's what it takes.
Nailed it.
Lifetime lack of achievement award, and the winner is Dan Patrick.
All right. Award's an award.
Take a break. Michael Irvin next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You can watch NFL Network with Michael Irvin on NFL Network's NFL Game Day Morning. That'll be Saturday. They start at noon Eastern. Sunday, they will start at 11 a.m. Eastern. And the Playmaker, three-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, back on the program. Mike, good to see you again. Could you have played for Bill Belichick?
Hey, D, I'm not going to let you slide right on up in my DM like that right there without saying how much you miss me and you know how much I miss you. Are you joking, D? Come on, man. You know, it's so good to talk to you, buddy. It is so good to talk to
you. It is great to see you. It is great to see you.
Listen, I love Belichick. I would have loved to play for Belichick and still could play if I could play for Belichick. Let me tell you why. Anybody, DP, that wants to be the best at what they do and try to win championships, yeah, you know what Belichick is. You know what he's about. He's about discipline. He's about little things, those little things that will surely help you win a championship. Absolutely.
All right. Let me get the question out of the way with the Cowboys. What should Jerry Jones do, if anything, at the head coaching position?
This is a tough one. You know, it's not like you went from, and I guess that means you're a victim of your own success. It's not like you went from 8 wins, 9 wins, snuck in the playoffs, and then lost. Then went to 11 wins, got in the playoffs, and maybe went around in it. Then go to 13 wins. And, you know what I mean? That you saw growth each year. You came in 12 wins out in the first round. Then did another 12 wins, and you get out in the second round. Then another 12, and you're back out in the first round. It's about those big moments. If you're a player, if you are a coach, and the 12 wins are great, but if you keep getting out, you'll never get to the final goal. So I just think it's hard to go into next year selling what you sold this year to a fan base who has done, who has waited patiently and thought, man, if you can't get it any better than it was set up this year.
Okay, so what are you doing?
So I always believe that hope dictates effort. You know, more hope I got, the more effort I give. And if you take this into next year, you're giving the fan base less hope, and you're going to expect less effort. You see what I'm saying? Because they're going to say, why am I investing all of my time and all of my money when we know it's going to be the end result? That's what I'm worried about. So, yes, I think Jerry has to see that and make some decisions on moving forward.
Okay,
with someone.
But let's say you don't get Belichick. Now, are you going to make the move to make the move? Or are you going to make the move because I know the guy coming in is going to be bring a different culture than we have?
Well, here is what you can call fortunate for some, unfortunate for others. There is a number of very, 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 let me drop one more, very, one more very good coaches out here. So even if you don't get Belichick, there's a Vrabel. There are other guys out here that can help align you with the kind of game and what I think you need here in Dallas. This is not a thing where I think the Cowboys don't have the skill. I keep telling people why our business is different. It's not just about your skill. You're going up against another grown-ass man. That's a grown man. This ain't a computer you punching. You also got to have the will. You got to get your skill and your will. And you got to go up against a man. And some people have great skill but not great will. And you can need a coach that can help deepen that will. And there are great coaches out there that can help deepen your will.
Could you see Jim Harbaugh getting along with Jerry Jones?
Failure, disappointment, pain, sadness, it pushes a lot of junk to the side. You see what I'm saying about it? Well, Jerry can't do it. Jerry can't deal with that. This kind of pain and sadness, just you can't. You can deal with it. And let's be real. Jim Harbaugh, Bill Belichick, all of them, they got what we call, because they got that thing that's common to all men. It's three letters. E-G-O. And what would it be like to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? How good would that be for your E-G-O? Stop messing around.
Yeah, you but I worry about Jerry Jones's E-G-O.
What are you worried about? Don't worry about Jerry Jones.
I need him to get out.
Let me tell you what you worry. Only worry about Jerry Jones. M-O-N-E-Y. That's what that counts. He bring up the money. You go get your E-G-O right because you're the Dallas Cowboys head coach. You want to beat Tom Brady? The Dallas Cowboys will make your E-G-O right. You want to beat Robert Kraft? Your Dallas Cowboys will make your E-G-O right. You want to beat the Patriots? It's the Dallas Cowboys. the real America's team.
All right.
Lift your E-G-O up here. That's all I said.
Steve Y-O-U-N-G joined us yesterday. And Steve goes, Jerry is the problem. Jerry Jones is the problem. Plus, the players are already stars before they accomplish something. They're celebrities. He said that you should have the Cowboys start the season, no stars on the helmet. You get to 10 wins, you get one star. You win a playoff game, you get your other star. He wasn't kidding.
You know I love Steve. You know how much I love
him. Uh-oh, here we go.
Love those boys. You know I love those boys he got. We played in the grass, rolled around in the lawn, all in Hawaii. I love his boys. He called me Uncle Mike. They call me Uncle Mike. But Steve, tell Steve to perpetuate that mess in 49ers land. Don't shoot that directive nowhere near the Cowboys. No. I want you to remember.
The Niners are more successful than the Cowboys are.
Well, it depends on what we're looking at right now. Yes, they are right now still in the playoffs. But ain't nobody more successful than that brand of the Dallas Cowboys.
I agree. The brand.
Right. Okay. So. So now. So when the San Fran gets up here, it's up here. It's up here. It's high. The other people might be down here. But San Fran's high. But when Dallas Cowboys get up here, it's up here. It's up here.
They haven't been up there in 30 years, Mike.
Well, they've been right here. They just haven't been over the top in 30 years. And that's what we're talking about right now. That's why you got me on. Because we're talking about what we need to do. Now, let's just be real. It's only 8 teams left. So there what? Another 32 teams out here. That 30 teams out here. Twenty-four teams out here. That still are home just like the Dallas Cowboys right now. So here's what you're going to do, Dan. And here's what everybody else is going to do. Everybody else is going to start talking about, oh, it's just the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody's going to talk about them other 24 teams that have got their butts home, too. You know why? Because they're not way up here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, but the Cowboys this year were at home.
Now, I'm trying to let y'all get some of this. I'm trying to let y'all get on the Cowboys. But if you're going to try to rip us up, I got to come back out with a fist.
No. Sometimes, Mike, you just don't fight because you take the loss. You got knocked out. You got knocked out. You were Tyson against Buster Douglas. You got knocked out, Mike. You're looking for your mouthpiece. You got knocked out.
Yeah, that's a good one, D.
Okay.
I'm looking for the mouth.
All right, let's take a breath. Let's just take a breath here. All right, take a breath.
That's a good one, Dan. I can't even come up with 32 from 8. It's 24. I'm so frozen. Somebody last night said to me, man, Mike, I know I saw you crying all Sunday. I said, Joker, I'm still crying. What the hell are you talking about?
So when it's all said and done, who's going to be in Vegas with these teams?
Man, it looks like it's going to be the color of that logo that people be talking about, that purple-red. Honestly, that purple and dark red or whatever San Fran is and Baltimore. But now, this is interesting because these young guys don't know what they need to know. And, man, Dan, listen, man, that dude C.J. Stroud, that dude right there, Jordan Love, those are two young dudes that's going to create havoc this weekend. I mean, they're going up against a tough challenge, but they'll be up for the challenge. And each one of those kids can rise above the system. You know, you can get Miami with that, with what San Fran did, but you can't. These kids can rise above the system. Even if you get San Fran, Stroud, Jordan Love, they can rise above the system.
Do you have anything interesting in your office there? I don't see any awards. There's no hardware in there. What's going on?
Well, Oh, man, listen, man, I keep telling my lady, get all this stuff out of here, man. I said, when you win one ring or one Super Bowl, then you got to keep it back there to remind people. But when you got as many as I had, I didn't know you have them. Get all this stuff out of here. I got more rings than Super Bowl championships. You see, college championship, Emmys, all this stuff. Get all this stuff out of here. You know I have them, man. We don't need to put them back here. But when she said, you the mule. Just go get the money. Don't say nothing else. That's all you do. So I'm just a mule, Dan. That's all I do. I go plow the land.
Hey, what do you plow the land? What are you doing with Stunt? Did you start a social media app?
Oh yeah, Stunt. Dan, you know, you and I, we go a lot of places. We've been a lot of places, Dan. You know, sometimes.
No. We haven't been in wild places.
We've been a lot of places. I didn't say wild places, but a lot of places, man.
Yeah, you
we
said wild.
And then we weren't in wild. No, wait. Don't act like that, Dad. Don't make me stop.
No. I wasn't there
don't
in the 90s. Mike, I
don't
wasn't.
Don't make me lift the skirt a little bit now.
I wasn't there in the 90s. I wasn't there with.
Don't make me lift that skirt a little bit now. We were out there. It was Jacksonville, but we were out there in a wild place in Jacksonville. Back in
I was at the club, not the club, Mike. I was at a club, not the club.
Forget that, dude. That was the funniest thing we've ever had. Hey, I know we're doing this in front of people. Listen, we went one night, Sunday night, we got the Super Bowl. It was cracking. It was packed. It was beautiful. Beautiful crowd. We came back. We said, man, let's go back to that place sometime towards the
end. I was the only white guy in there that night.
Yeah, that crowd was different. Boy, this crowd is dark and up soft.
I'm like, Mike, I'm going to ask for a light beer. Is that okay?
I said, Dan, you got spread. You good, buddy. You good. You good. Hey, they like you, Dan. You good.
The brothers kept saying, I got cable, man. I know who you are.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, that's well, buddy. That's great. That's one of the greatest times I've ever had, man. Oh. Man, we had such a good time that night with all them brothers around there. I just kept trying to start stuff. You said I knew brothers, Dan.
I sat at the bar and I just nursed my beer, you know. And Mike is trying to say I'm saying things about other people in the bar. What'd you say about them? And I go, Michael, stop it. What did you say about them, DP? And I go, I didn't say anything.
Oh my god. Oh god, that was so much fun. Wow.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we'll do it in Vegas, forget. Mike.
I'll never forget that. We gotta do it again in Vegas.
Hey.
Yeah, you know I love you, buddy. That was a good start.
Great to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you, dude.
Thank
We're gonna get back right, man. We're gonna get it back right.
Don't worry.
We're going to get a support over.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Michael. That's Michael Irvin. That's the playmaker. Whew. Yeah, he's like, D, we did Sports Center, and he goes, come on, we got to go out. We're in Jacksonville. I go, so where are we going? He goes, I got a place, got a club. Walk in. You know, not a lot of people. Next thing I know, about an hour later, packed. I said, Mike, I'm the only white guy in here. He goes, D, it's okay. I said, all right. I sat at the bar. I think I had a Miller Lite. I don't think I moved. Just like, I'm good right here. Let me take a break. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Michael Irvin makes me sweat. He's fun. Never quite sure what you're going to get. He's one of those guys. There's two guys that I've worked with. Once you get them laughing and they get to a point of no return, Michael Irvin and Sean Salisbury. When they start to go and all you need to do is push them a little bit and then they're gone. Michael nearly fell out of his chair at the end of that interview. And you know, it's early for him. He'll probably have a few more of those conversations today. This day in sports history, last call for phone calls, what we learned, and what's in store tomorrow. We're going to try to accomplish all of that. Let's see. Luke in Utah. Luke, what do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey,
bud. 5'10", a hard 180.
Hard.
I've got a pie to the face bet for you guys. For the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I get Green Bay and the Texans. You guys get the field. Who doesn't want it?
Now, is this to get there or to win it? So you're picking...
No, to win.
Okay, so you get the Texans or the Packers, that either of those teams win the Super Bowl, then whoever takes you up on the bet gets a pie to the face.
It's a gutsy bet.
Correct.
Okay. Who wants a piece of Luke there? Todd? You'll do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So Todd's going to take you up on that, Luke.
All right, Todd. I like it.
All right. There you go. Seemed kind of a simple bet, but, you know.
It would be pretty cool if one or both of those teams made it, but.
They have to win it.
Yeah.
They have to win the Super Bowl.
I'd like to actually see that.
Thank you.
Even though I'm going against it in the bet, it would be very awesome if one of them wins the Super Bowl.
Okay. Mark in Texas. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I am 6'3", a 280-ish. I heard you talking about cigars,
mm-hmm.
and our guys at our shop have the best cigar that we've created, and I would love to share it with you. Wanted to see if we could send that to you, and man, would I have a talking point every day
for
the next year.
Yeah, well, we'll put you on hold there, Mark, and Tyler give you our information if you want to send a cigar up here. Always love trying new cigars, and it's like wine. You go in there and you see the price tag, you go, well, that must be good. Or you'll see, you know, a stick and it'll be $25 for a cigar. And you go, man, that must be good. And then all of a sudden you have like a Gloria Cubano that's not Cuban. And it's like, I don't know, $7. And you're like, damn, this is a good cigar. So you can find a lot of good cigars out there. Don't have to be Cuban. If you haven't smoked a Cuban, be careful when you do it, your first one, because you might turn green. Yes, Seton.
Is stick lingo?
Yeah.
In the biz?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
For what, a cigar?
Yeah. 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 It's
got
like,
it.
Yeah, like
got it.
$25 a stick.
Yeah.
I go, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Got it.
And man, it when you walk into a humidor, those walk in humidors, you smell that?
It's pretty good.
That's good stuff. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1963, Wilt Chamberlain of the San Francisco Warriors scored 67 points against the LA Lakers. Mm-hmm. 1972, Roger Staubach and Bob Greasy appeared on the cover of Time magazine leading up to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And this one comes off every year.
Oh.
1995, the LA Rams announced they'd be moving to St. Louis.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up 1988. Ernest Biner fumbles at the Broncos 3-yard line.
I'm too nice for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Todd brings it up every year.
I do.
Yeah. It was 38-33 in the AFC championship game. Ernest, he was running in for a touchdown.
Which gave us the right to lose 42-10 to the Redskins right after that.
Yeah. By the way, on this day, this player became the youngest in NBA history to reach 20,000 career points. Now, I'm not going to give you the year. Okay? Youngest player NBA history to reach 20,000 points. Marvin, I'll start with you, our resident NBA aficionado.
Kobe?
No. This guy broke Kobe's record by more than a year. If you said LeBron James, you would be right. 20,000 points. Do you know that Trae Young just got to 10,000 points last night?
Over.
So he is, let me see, the second youngest player to reach 10,000 career points, 1,000 three-pointers made. He is the fastest in history to reach 10,000, 3,500 assists, and 1,000 three-pointers made. So, it's pretty good. 10th youngest player to reach that milestone, 10,000 points already, at the age of 25. What's he going to end up with? Although, we don't talk about him very much, do we? I mean, the team isn't relevant. I don't know. When's the last time we talked about Trae Young beating the Knicks at the Garden? Was he averaging 27? Yes, Mark. Yeah.
Is it because of when he was doing it and where he was doing it at? If he was beating the Timberwolves in the playoffs or the Wizards in the playoffs, okay, cool. But it was leading a whole bunch of radio, TV shows because he was beating the Knicks at the Garden.
Dill in Virginia. Hi, Dill. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. How you doing,
good,
buddy?
Good.
I just wanted to comment on the topic. I love the topic when you're talking about television or movies, when the scenery is part of it.
Yeah.
And the one who's leading that right now is Taylor Sheridan with Yellowstone. He did a Wind River and Hell or High Water. To me, that's one of the best things.
Yeah. I mean, when you get, and we're shorter on time, thank you, Dill, but just the scenery, but also the pace of the movie and creating that anxiety, because that's what you have in a lot of these shows. I mean, The Bear is really about the pace is a character in the show. Let's go around the room. What we learned, Todd, what'd you learn today?
Sean in Tampa knew after their week 2 win over the Bears that the Bucks were playoff bound somehow.
Seton O'Connor, what'd you learn?
Michael Irvin's high energy.
Marvin.
E-G-O.
Paulie?
I learned that you asked Michael Irvin some question, and the answer was this.
So when the San Fran gets up here, it's up here. It's up here. It's high. It's high. The other people might be down here, but San Fran's high. But when Dallas Cowboys get up here,
it's a city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the fabric of the community. Las Vegas. conventional is challenged, unexpected, embraced.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.